Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and as you know, it's my ever-ending need to help educate and make you better and smarter about the markets. And we had a great call last Sunday, and was just loaded with questions, and I think it'll help a lot of you by hearing the questions. So we're going to go back and replay the Sunday night call. So here we go. Let's go right back to Sunday night, the Bubba Show.
What's up, everybody? I hope everybody's well. Happy Hanukkah is right to all of you. It's for those of you who celebrate. Short covering for gold last Friday. It could have been, you know, hard to say, I mean, we'll see. You know, it might have been, all rallies start from some reason, whether it was based off a short covering. You know, I can't say for sure. I mean, I will tell you this, that right now, as we stand, there is the biggest short gold position in history. Okay. So, I mean, it could be. There's no way to tell of why the rally is starting. It just started. Now, whether or not it's a rally or it's going to be back in the tank in 2 or 3 days, who knows? Badger, what's up?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I mean, gold, we've been trying to accumulate gold. It's just been getting pounded, which has been tough on us, believe us. I don't know. You know, like Bubba said, every rally starts from somewhere. Is this the bottom in gold? I really have no idea. Now, it's tonight, it's down marginally, which we expect. Markets are down marginally, which doesn't surprise me. It's very, very quiet. But the gold rally is going to start from somewhere. Gold's not going forever. Do I think that the banks have been trying to push it down to buy it? Yeah, I really do. I think this market's been manipulated by the big banks, and we'll see what happens.
Well, the interesting part, really, guys, is that gold itself, although the paper gold we're watching and the futures are going down, the demand for physical, unbelievable. It's hard to get physical gold, even though the spot price is going down. So a very interesting action going on there. And again, we can't say, I mean, you know, I don't know. There really hasn't been enough action in the gold market to really, you know, get confused. We'll look at it. Actually, I'll look at it now. I'll come back to this because I do want to talk about this as well. Gold down a little bit. I mean, you know, volume has not been anything special other than Thursday and Friday. It was basically, I would say, back to normal. So, you know, that would not indicate to me that it was a total washout and that this might be a short covering rally. Again, I've been bullish gold for a while, and, you know, I said I thought the double bottom would hold from about $30 higher. So, obviously, I have not been. I don't duck. I felt that. I said that. Now, you know, listen, somebody asked me on air, I would say the same thing because that's what I expected. You know, in fact, I was in New York on Friday and had lunch with a bunch of Chinese financial people and M&A people and stuff like that. And, you know, they watch me all the time because I do a lot of Chinese TV. And, you know, I said, well, let me tell you, I mean, you know, I can't see the backs of the cards all the time. I give you general ideas and general levels in which I believe the markets are you know, reasonable. And that's what I'm trading off of. It's the same thing I trade off, which is not what these guys trade off. And I'll start over now. I'll start over. Welcome, everybody. It is game time, and happy Hanukkah for those who are just tuning in now. As we've done, we sometimes come a little bit in BS a little bit early. But, you know, we talk a lot about I'm very sure. Is my audio bad? Somebody give me an idea of my audio is bad. I can't hear it. I sound clear as a bell to myself, and I'm wearing a headset, but that doesn't mean anything. give me a quick out if my audio's bad or if it's good. Loud and clear. Okay. All right. So that's good to hear. Great. Good. Perfect. All right. That's all I want to know is I'm loud and clear. All right. So these are the great predictors of the world, and this is one of the reasons. And trust me, I'm not talking because they're wrong, and I'm not talking because I've never done it, because the Badger and I have both predicted markets, and we've been wrong. I mean, yeah, I've been right in times, but, you know, again, I'm much better off, and we're always much better off following the footprint, because these are just a few, but I just happen to be reading some this afternoon, and these are all guys that have made, you know, Prechter, who at one time, in the early 80s, Robert Prechter, the Elliott Wave Theory, was the hottest thing ever, okay? He could never be wrong. And, of course, he's been calling Dow 5,000 since July of 2010, okay? So my point is that all this stuff is, you know, nobody knows, okay? The best part is actually the bottom one, Valiant Pharmaceuticals. And this is what I always talk about and tell you guys, okay? It had 15 buy, 7 holds, and only one sell. That's from the recommendations, okay, in October. Now think about that for a minute. That's why I always tell you that if anybody really knew, they'd be trading it accordingly, and you wouldn't hear about it. Okay, and that's I'm getting it. Don't try to outsmart the market. You know, it's not a good theory. And again, I'm speaking straight up from things that Badger and I have done over the years, things I've done on my own over the years, and I can tell you that yes, I've made some unbelievable calls. Okay. I mean, 1985, I made the best call in history. In fact, I didn't even go to the Super Bowl because of the call I made, and I wanted to stay in work. But at the end of the day, trying to be smarter than these machines that run all day long and are open, and as the Badger likes to call them, the nemesis, you have no chance. You agree with that, Mr. Badger?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we made some predictions, and sometimes you're right. Sometimes we made unreal predictions. But the bottom line is you got to follow the chart patterns. You got to look for support resistances. You got to look at your blow-off patterns. You got to look at where you want to be. Now, if you want to take the NASDAQ or Dow Thursday and Friday, look at how that made a perfect V blow-off from the bottom on Thursday. You know, do we know that was the bottom Thursday night? No, we didn't. But we knew one thing for sure. When that bottom held and it started to rally and our shortest time frame started to turn up, we knew there was a very good chance that the market had made a near-term bottom. And we don't like to predict those things because it's impossible, but we react to them. Once it became obvious that the near-term bottom was probably in, you know, I was definitely bearish. Bubba will tell you. On Thursday, I said, I think it's going to follow through this time. But once the number came out and I saw that V bottom, then I scrambled around, covered our shorts, and tried to get us long for the rest of the day.
Okay. Well, let me get this out of the way first. Not out of the way, but as we always have our words of wisdom from our friend Connie, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Okay? Pretty simple. All right? You know, that's why we just do always the same things. And if you're negative, you've got a good chance to be, wrong and lose, and if you get positive, you have a better chance. I mean, again, just really following the footprint. But anyways, I need to get to this question. Haven't we been sellers of this market as it rises? Is it not a direction serve as a base of any trade? First of all, absolutely not. We have been absolutely neutral to bullish the market and trading accordingly. Okay, so if you think we've been bearish, then I guess you're not reading the trades as I sent them out, because 99% of the trades I've sent out over the last 4 or 5 or 6 weeks have all been, at worst, neutral, with the exception of Amazon last week, which I called bearish, and it paid off. So, no, we have not been playing this market to the downside. We have been playing this market to the neutral side, looking for movement, okay, and we'll look at those later. But, no, I have not at all played this market to the short side on this call. In fact, again, we played it to the, and a lot of things we've actually played to the long side.
And you are listening to the Sunday Night Replay, but also if you ever want the replay of the Bubba Show, you go to libertytalk.fm to get the show on demand, and also go to thebubbashow.org or bubbatrading.com and see what we're up to now. Got some great new programs. Want to teach you to make some cash. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Last
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we are replaying Sunday night. And, you know, again, you heard me discussing whether or not we're bullish or bearish. And as you know, I believe that there is a major correction coming, but I'm not going to tell you when because I have no idea. And you'll see that the trades we are making are more the neutral side. So let's get back to the Sunday call right now and put ourselves in a position to learn more about how to trade these markets. Here we go.
Plus, every other trade we put on, other than the in my recent memory, and this always kind of makes my blood boil a little bit, but other than Amazon last week, which we call bearish, and we're right, we've been either neutral or bullish the market, as much as we don't see that this market should be going higher. But we have not fought the market whatsoever. So if you're thinking that, then you're probably not looking at the trades correctly. So what plays if we can't beat the machines? What play? We didn't say we couldn't beat the machines. We said that if you're too stubborn to follow the footprint of the market, then you're not going to beat the machine. That's what we said. Now, you know, you have to be listening is a skill. Okay? We didn't say you couldn't beat the machine. We said that you have to play the market that you have and follow the pattern. And we're not going to try to predict out. We thought we had a top and we had a technical pattern a while ago that we felt was a top to the market. We played it accordingly, and we were wrong. And when we're wrong, we say we're wrong, and we take our losses. But certainly, we have not been playing this market to the short side, nor have we tried to pick it up. Okay, we look for good patterns. So if you're seeing something different, then you're incorrect, would be my guess. Sorry, hit the wrong button. Do I have the right thought process? I don't know. I didn't do any part of that question for the thought process, so I can't answer. Okay. I had a trade in Google that I was looking at. Does it look any good to you? You can answer at your leisure. Sell to open these 280, 780 straddle. And actually, you might find that in your Christmas stocking tonight. That might be one of the trades we're going to have on tonight. You never know. All right. So, anyways, okay, just make sure you go to the questions. Tight dot, I made 1,300 under recommended trades for this week and last. Previous step and win. I was wondering how I roughly I could have made if I was a lot off from your estimate. No, again, the trades the last couple of weeks, you know, or last week, you know, it was very tenuous. You had to make some trading decisions, which is one of the things I want to talk about tonight as well, is when I give recommendations of prices, okay, I'm giving you the dream or the price we'd like, but you have to also at some point use some discretion, okay? In the business, it used to be called a not held order. Okay, that's when the market had the broker. We had brokers that we would also trade through in the floor, and you know if we were going to go out and play golf, or if we were going somewhere else, or we want to work something, we would give it to the broker, and you could give a broker a not held order, which means it's really the broker's discretion of what to do. And you guys, as traders, have to sometimes use discretion as to what you see. And, you know, I, a couple of times I was hoping somebody exited, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because if you haven't, or if you're just waiting for that one price, you know, we had this a couple of weeks ago, and I said, if it trades your price and you're not getting out, then that's a mistake. And what I'm saying to you is at some point, especially as we get later in the cycle, you have to look at the market and look at your position and say, you know, maybe it is time to exit. Remember, if you're trying to sell something at $3 and it gets to $3.77, it's $23 a contract. Now, I'm not saying you always make that decision, but certainly on a Thursday before the Friday expiration and you're that close, you might want to think about it. I'm not saying you did wrong by not doing it, but you do want to think about those things. You have to weigh the value of money and the time that you have left and what are the probabilities of it continuing. So you didn't do wrong by not getting out, but it certainly was an option and an alternative. And again, especially when we're doing these ratio spreads that can actually come to you at the end, and we know for sure on Friday they're going to collapse and all the premium is going to come out. Okay? All right. Anyways, let's get to work here. I think I got everything. Okay. All right. Hi, Todd. I have a diagonal in an apple, and I missed selling my 116 put on Friday. I could keep that premium on Friday, so I didn't want to sell it. And I bought it back and kept trying to collect some premium. As it shot up like crazy, selling the 116 leg next week, I couldn't catch it with a decent premium. Long story short, I have not established the short leg yet. Would you recommend the 116 on Monday? Apple. And, you know, I mean, it depends where it is. I mean, I can't really answer it now, but certainly probably. It depends where you open. But one of the things you want to make sure when you're trading the diagonal or the off-strike calendars is here, don't screw around for a few pennies, okay? You're not going to get any more. The market was fairly evident that it was running. And you know, again, don't try to be a hero, okay? You're talking – remember, think about it in this in dollars and cents terms. If you get 70 cents versus 65 cents, you know, it's maybe 20 bucks, but you just missed out, okay, on a move into a market that was running. So don't try to be too smart here. The bottom line is to get the premium on, because now you're scrambling looking to decide what to do. Now, it's not the end of the world either way, but don't – we're not here to try to squeeze nickels, okay? Again, we want to get the most we can get. But at certain points, you just take it, get the trade on, and make sure you complete it. Any comment to that, Mr. Badger?
No. When we were locals and we were on the floor, we tried to do that. But you can't when you're a retail trader. And if you're off the floor, you're a retail trader, we don't believe in that. So don't try to squeeze every penny. And actually, Bubba, we got filled on some dream orders last week.
Yeah, we did. We did, and we'll go through them.
You know, right, so we talk about why you put the dream orders in, and we got filled on dream orders last week.
Yep, Google was one of them. In fact, you had a double. You had a double chance. Google was a monster if you traded it, but if you didn't, that's okay too. But we'll get through all that. Last week, you and the Badger talked about how there could still be premium and options left, even 3 or 4% of the close. I'm confused about the significance of this. How do we know how much premium is left? And how do we use it in our decision-making when we close a trade? Why would there still be premium left with such a short time to go? It makes me nervous to wait so close to the bell to close trades for my fear price will not be met when I get assigned. And I will get assigned. That's a great question and a great comment. And you should be a little bit fearful, okay, especially since you haven't learned how to use the stock yet to make the other decision should you get assigned. But let me just pull it up because I actually still have it up, okay? This was Tesla a couple of weeks ago, and this was at 3:56 p.m. I forget what the time is, but trust me, it was 4 minutes before the close, okay? And the at-the-money straddle was trading at about 80 cents. The reason that that's significant is because when I quote out to everybody and I say that your maximum risk is X, so let's go to Tesla because it's on this year. So your maximum risk is $1,113. Okay. Well, what do I know for sure? I know that that's at least less $400 approximately, because I just showed you that the straddle at the money was still had a premium of 80 cents in it. Okay. Which means that there's still premium left to go in the options. So that's why you're not worried about it. That's why we never worry about the absolute maximum risk. I quote it to you because it makes people more comfortable to understand their total risk. But when I say you don't most likely have to worry about it, I just showed you how there's money quite a bit still there waiting for you just in case. But yes, you should get out ahead of time. And yes, you shouldn't wait right till the bell until you understand and learn how to use the stock as an exit point should there be an emergency, which again, we'll get to that, but not tonight, but we will get to that. But that's what you want to do. So, but good job and great question.
And, you know, these are important things that you need to learn to be more successful. And that's one of the things you'll get if you get into some of our programs. On reading chart patterns and or hedging, because these will all make you a better trader and have a better feel for the market. It does not guarantee that every trade will be a winner, but it does give you a much better clue. And all you have to do is go to the BubbaShow.org or BubbaTrading.com. Go to the store. You'll see the programs we're offering, and I can tell you that they are unbelievably successful, and everybody loves them. Also, to get the show and to hear more of what we do, all I have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. We play on demand every day. So we've got you live, we got you on demand, and here we are, and we're going to stop by here for a break and come back with more from Sunday. But this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break.
In other words,
trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we continue to look at the Sunday night call, as our year winds down, again, it's all about education and making you a better trader. And I urge you to sign up for one of my Sunday or Monday calls because, again, it's always about the teaching. It's always about learning. And I want it for you. I want you to be better. I want you to enjoy it. And I want you to make some dough. Anyways, let's get back to the Sunday night call. Here we go. Back to Sunday.
That's why we talk about maximum risk and why not to worry about it. Okay. Okay. Put all my trades in about 9:45. Only Herbalife filled. That's the biggest piece of crap filled. The remaining are working. Any suggestions? No, you just need to let them. You need to let them work. And I wrote back, just let them work. Nothing to do. It was quiet trade. And I don't know why you ended up getting filled because, you know, most people got filled. You know, I get notices, I get all the time. And I got filled in four accounts or five accounts right away. So, you know, I don't know if you did it incorrectly or the whole reason to start with. But, again, if it didn't work, you know, it's not the end of the world. Remember, we're not worried about one trade. Okay, one trade is not going to be of our total concern at the end of the day because we're going to have, again, we're going to have 500 trades or more in the next year. So we don't have to worry about one in particular trade that didn't fit. But again, I get it, and I feel your pain, as they say, but don't let it get to you. And again, you can sometimes adjust a few pennies if you want. You don't have to sit exactly. I mean, I used to read in a leeway, but then the leeway became people took a little more leeway. You obviously have a 10 to 15 to 20 cent leeway, depending on how big we're collecting. If you're trading in a Tesla or a Google or an Amazon, you've got 20 or 30 cents you can play with. I'm not gonna pitch pennies in those sections. If you're trading with an Herbalife, you don't have that much room. It just depends on how much error is in the fund and how big the stock is to give you the right amount of error or the right amount of adjustment you're going to make. Okay. How about Amazon? Or I'll look at that later. Sorry to put all these questions. I'll get those later. Okay. With Wynn trade, was there premium left because I was trying to close for any less than a dollar? Well, there's always premium left. I don't know what you were trying to close and when. I don't remember what your trade was. If you tell me what it was, I'll look at it. All right. I did not know I was supposed to sell the extra call and Wynn. Okay. Well, now again, I wrote, you know, it might have been my fault. I'm never wrong. Okay. You know, I didn't cover it as tightly and probably my mistake. Because I knew most didn't get in, okay? But when I saw that monster rally, you know, we got exactly the action we looked for. We got a major rally and win. So you need to start to look to sell that call. And, you know, maybe I didn't make it clear enough, but you have to start to look to sell that. And that was something that, you know, if you didn't do, that's why I reminded the next day to sell it, because we got in win. We went from, we liked it at 61 level, and we went all the way up over 70 for a couple of minutes before coming all the way back down to 64.60. So, again, you know, that's we call this absolutely dead perfect. We couldn't all get in, but for those who did, you made good money. It was a good trade, but you need to be prepared to get out of these when they make those big moves to take the profit off table. Okay, out of 650, good. That was good. All right. I own 900 shares of X at 10.55. Yeah, I know that. Looking to offset the downturn. Thoughts on the ratio iron butterfly for next week? And no, I don't like that in a $6 stock or an $8 stock anymore. The trade I do like is one of the trades we use in our hedge class, which is just sell an iron condor against your position every week. And, you know, if it blows up to the upside, you're long, so it's not the end of the world. And if it stays here, you get to keep knocking down your average front price, and you're already long, so if it goes down a little bit, it's not the end of the world. Okay. Okay. And Tesla, did I word it wrong? Somebody questioned how I worded it. You know, I only put the numbers based on the position that I had on and the position that I thought everybody had on. So, again, whatever numbers I give you, it has to be based on your position. So if I tell you to buy back the 220 straddle, but you have the 220-250, well, you have to buy back the 220-250 straddle. Okay? But, again, that's why I said that I really don't want us to have, you know, so many different positions, which is why I quit changing. I'm not adjusting trades. If you can't get in near where the trades are supposed to be, it's much harder for you to manage. And that typical example is I gave out to this person. They didn't understand it because they had a different trade. And I don't mind helping you, but I can't. It's hard for me to manage all these trades if you're doing way different price than we're trying to do. Okay? I'm breaking out now. Okay. With one trade, it was a premium 672.50. Okay. All right. Win trade. Sold the straddles. Great. Sold out. Made $4. Great. Good job. Awesome. Google trade. Thank you. Google. Okay. I understand the wish number concept, but don't you have a rule of thumb percentage you use to sell the extra puts or calls to reduce your exposure? I know your goal is to get a free roll and market dictates, but probability and statistics wise, is there a certain percentage that minimum losses and gives a better chance of a winner? I know the tolerance levels are different for people, but if one can reduce their exposure by 50 or 70% by selling the put or call, is it a decision time? No, you see, as we go back and look at last week's trades, okay, we don't know the direction for sure, okay, which is why we put on some neutral trades. Okay, we took a shot on Amazon, I think, but in Google, okay, we put on a neutral trade to start with. It made a double big move. Okay, our first objective is to get out with a profit on one side and not to just screw. I wouldn't, if I'm just trying to reduce risk by getting out on one side, then I'm defeating the entire purpose of the trade that I'm putting on. What I'm hoping for when we put these trades on is that we get a big enough move to take me out, okay, and take me out with a profit and then give me a free roll to the other side. I'm not going to manage these to eliminate risk on a Monday when I put them on. As it's the end of the week, I will start to manage them differently. But at the beginning of the week, I have no interest in trying to just break even. I didn't put this trade on to break even and feed the broker. I put this trade on because I was looking for it to make a very big move one way or the other. And in Google's case, it made a move two ways, okay? And in fact, on our extras, we got filled at $15, $16, $17, and $18, okay? So I'm not looking to for these to break even. And I know that even going into Friday, okay, there's still going to be not, these aren't going to be very big losers. I don't have to make that adjustment that quickly because I got such a big credit to begin with. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Okay. Because again, with these trades, if you've watched them, and that's what we always suggest you do is you observe how they trade, is not to be anxious to get out unless you get the dream price. Because we know that even towards the end of the week, you're going to have plenty of time to get out. I mean, it may be at a loss, but the big loss is not going to come until Friday when all the premium just starts to collapse. Do you have anything to add to that, Mr. Badger?
No. I think you stated it very, very clearly what our position is. You know, we believe in that. Dream trades, we definitely believe in. We always have them working, and occasionally they get hit. In Google last week, if you want to put the chart up for Google, Bubba, I mean, if you didn't have the trade, the dream trade working, you were not going to get filled. And we were lucky enough, and, well, we like to think it's skillful enough, that we had the dream working. And when Google went, was it, Wednesday, Bubba, when Google had the big opening to the upside and then collapsed?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so here's the thing about dream trades. You always put the dream trade in. Very rarely do you get it because it is a dream. But in Google, it gapped up, hit our stops, which means we are taking profit, then immediately reversed. If those trades were not in the market, and if we didn't have the dream trade working, we could never have gotten filled. So we believe in that.
And that's, you know, part of learning and part of trading is being in a position to be successful. And that, you know, again, look, yes, I sell services, but I sell reality. We're not fear brokers. We're not telling you that the world is coming to an end. We want to teach you to be able to sit in the market with all of your money, whether it be a small or a large portfolio, and be comfortable in the fact that you'll be able to collect and make money more often than not. But you will not make money in every trade. If anybody tells you that, they're full of crap. Okay? There is no magic here. There is no Jack in the Beanstalk. There's no magic beans. There's no secret sauce that we all are looking for. I tell you this straight up, that the Badger and I have spent millions of dollars trying to find that magic. And the magic is in learning and understanding. And getting information from guys like the Badger and myself, where we teach you the ways to protect your portfolio, learn the chart patterns, trade futures, but trade them in a manner where you understand how to get out when the things aren't going the way you want them to go. And that's what's more important than anything else. And make sure you go right now. You go to thebubbatrading.com. or thebubbashow.org, and you will see some of the great services we offer, but also see some of the great writing we do for you to keep you in the markets. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Catch me at libertytalk.fm on demand. But for now, I'm going to step out for a break. We'll be back with some more on Sunday night right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with our Sunday night review. And, you know, again, I'm here. I exist for you. The Badger, we exist for you. We manage a little bit of money. We help people achieve their goals. We make life better in the trading world. But again, I want to stress, there ain't no black box. Please don't. If you think this is a black box, it ain't. Okay, there's ways to do things and there's ways not to do things. In any business, and trading is a business, you have to learn how to deal with the ups and the downs. And it's when you learn how to deal with the downs that the ups become all that much better. But let's get right back to Sunday night. Here we go.
Exactly. Okay. As a 2 to 3 week newbie, I'm confused and need better learn the strategy, also how to use ThinkorSwim platform as house does not seem to fill these trades. I know my problem is my knowledge and experience. I'm working trades and paper to learn how to do this. Okay, no problem. What you have to do is Options House has it. They're all the same, right? We just have to figure it out. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'll walk you to the Options House of the type of trades that you want to do here, okay? Because it's not that challenging. It's just you have to know the right verbiage that they're using. But I'll be happy to help you. Shoot me an email tomorrow. I took your advice and made 23 on Google. Thanks. You're welcome. It's my pleasure. All right. When I had this, okay. Once the extra are off on one side, how do you determine what is the decision-making process of replacing an order takeoff the corresponding vertical spread, for example, like we did in Google and Tesla? Well, what I know for a fact is if I get one side off at a big number, okay, then I know the other spread, and I know the call spread is going to be at 80 or 90% of value, okay, which means I want that spread to collapse. So if in Google's case, I know that spread was trading at 470. So if I buy back at $2, I'm making back $2.70 of what I've already accounted for when I took off the dream trade. So I could have said, well, wait longer, but I like to put numbers in that I think are realistic, especially when we're in a position like we were with Google, that we had had such a big profit that why not sit back and wait for it to come back to us? And if it did, take off the other side. Because then you made money again. You made more of your money back on that trade, and that's what we're trying to do. Okay. Is there an earnings trade in AMBA? There wasn't really. Again, I'm not looking to force those types of trades. Certainly, if you had one yourself, but AMBA already made a big move ahead of that. So there's nothing to do. Okay. Okay. Bubba, interesting trade adjustments. Thank you. Time to your approach is the first nature. I will try to become a smart trader. Well, you are a smart trader. Okay, but obviously I picked this question up in the middle. As the listener said, I call, I placed a Google and Amazon trade this morning. My first step on a journey, applying your trading strategies, I will admit that the trade setup was not as clean as your execution. I'm aware that you and the better for a thinker, some, however, I trade with Options House, or Options Monster, same. When I observe how the platform displays the trades, I challenge how to prepare for exit strategy. I do monitor trades and find myself checking each leg over and over again. Again, basically, the platform, once you get in, so if you know how to get into the trade, the getting out is no big deal because the getting out is selling a single, okay, or a one lot, okay? And if I remember, I actually have an Options House account somewhere, and if I can remember to log in, I'll bring it up and I'll go through it. I'll look at it this week and I'll show it this week so I can help you guys out. Amazon has moved in favor of the broken iron counter bearish trade. Yep. I'm looking to put the dream trade for the extra put. Do I take the price of the extra put, which is $7.78, and add $10 to the extra of $18, or the extra put to cover the $9.80 worth of risk on the trade? Well, what I wanted to do is I wanted to sell that extra put to cover all the risk, okay, so on Amazon, all the risk was 980. So I know at minimum I want to get $10. That's the minimum I want to get. Because if I get $10 on an extra, that's $10 more credit that resolves all this risk. It now gives me a $20 profit and the rest of the trade is free. Okay, but if I can get 12 or 11 or 13, whatever, then obviously anything I can get over 10 is pure clean profit, still allowing me to own the other side of the trade. Which, and again, this did the same thing. This was a bang winner on both sides. Okay? All right. Okay. Good morning from Reno. Just checking on my exit in TLT since mine expires today. I have orders working to sell the extra put and call at $3, trading at 81 and 4 cents respectively. My total credit for the trade was 230. My risk is 170. Thinking of moving the extra put to $2, I think that's great. Okay? Again, you want to move with it. Now, I guess one of the questions is if you're going to sell it, why didn't you have to get out, you know, when it was trading at that price, when TLT was trading at 119 on Thursday? Okay, got out with a small profit. That's great. Still working on the exit plan on Facebook. It wasn't a great exit plan on Facebook. It just didn't work out well. We never got a far enough stretch in one way or the other. I think it was just a bad trade. I mean, again, I can't. Unfortunately, they're not all going to be good and winners, but it is what it is. I got in win yesterday at 61.62.63, strikes for $3.320 credit. I put in a sale for the extra call this morning at $3, and it hit. Now I have the iron butterfly left. I have to put in an order to buy the whole thing back at 8 cents. Great. I mean, you can do that, or you can take off side by side. Again, once you get the profit, the thing you don't want to do, once you've locked in money and you're profitable, And if you do nothing, you know you're profitable. But some of the things you look to do is maybe start to peel off some of the teenies from the outside of the trade. Because I know if you sold your extra call at $3 or $4, I know that your short put is probably, in this case, probably under 10 cents. You may want to lift off those teenies and get rid of them because you're not really taking away any profit. But what you are opening yourself up to is a potential for a monster hit the other side if something should come in to create a reversal in that stock, which happens, doesn't happen every day, but it does happen, so it's something that you should be looking at. But certainly to take out the whole thing at 80 cents is also reasonable. But remember, one of the things I hope you're all noticing, as we get closer to expiration, what else happens? Well, what else happens is the trade becomes tougher, because the spreads get wider and the market makers get trickier in trying to let you out. So it's going to be hard to get filled in a four-legged spread on an expiration Friday. That I can tell you. Okay. Good morning, sir. I'm a little lost on what I need to do to eliminate risk assignment on the two trades below. And I explained that on these trades, you have to get out of the calls or puts that are going to end up being naked. Okay. When we look at Google, which I have up right here. Okay. If we did nothing on Google, we would have had we have one naked call and one naked put. Now we're long, but nobody wants to take an assignment, and I'm sure none of you want to take an assignment of an $800 stock, long or short. So if we were above 767.50, but below 772.50, you need to get that 772.50 short put off your book, because otherwise you're going to end up getting assigned the stock. Now, we don't want the stock. If we wanted the stock, we would trade accordingly, but we don't want to have the stock, so you have to make sure when I say the in-the-money options, you have to take care of anything that's not covered up, okay? And let's just pull up a chart. It's easier to show here, okay? Right now, Google is trading at 779. Okay, so the 775, 780, if this were to expire today, the 780 call has got no value. You're not going to auto-exercise that because it's below 780, but you will get a sign on the 775. We don't want that, so you have to buy back the 775 before expiration on Friday. Does that make sense to everybody?
All right, and we will conclude today's show and remind you that this is The Bubba Show, that you need to go to thebubbashow.org and read what we're writing and also look at what we're taking care of on now. Again, I've got the greatest programs out there, and these are not black boxes, but these are, I'm telling you, that you want to protect your long-term portfolio, you want to be in business tomorrow, you want to survive the next market crash and actually benefit creating the endowment model, go look at my hedging program. If you're a farmer, you got to go look at my hedging programs, because again, we're here for you. This is not anything but taking care of you, my faithful listeners. I can't tell you how much I want to help you, because I know how important it is. But I'm going to have to cut it short for the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to continue with the Sunday call, because, again, it's important that you understand markets and how they work. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. Catch me at libertytalk.fm on demand, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.